Welcome to Bulletproof Hustle. I'm your host, Darnell Brown, and this is a podcast full of short, candid, motivational truth bombs to help you get out of your own way and break new ground in life and in business. To get more things done in life, to accomplish more, to be more fulfilled, I've learned over the years that balance is key. And I define balance as almost like this intersection between your interests and your priorities. See, sometimes our priorities are things that we need to do versus things that we want to do, while our interests are more of the inverse. So the conflict is in getting those two to collide and merge and make something new. But it's really hard to get your interests done until you get your priorities taken care of. So I'm often asked how I'm able to do things at a certain level or have all of these things going on and these multiple pathways and things. And so what I usually share to them is just, yeah, the big thing that I've learned is balance. But balance is subjective because we all got different levels and layers of what our interests and priorities are. So all I can do is tell people what works for me. But if I was going to make a recommendation, I think it would start with something along the lines of like, not doing too many things at once. So focusing on maybe one to two things for a specific duration of time. So say maybe like one quarter of the year, you're focused on maybe two to three things that are like a combination of your priorities and your interests, so that you're touching multiple things at once, especially if you are like me in that you got many things to do. Like, this single lifetime isn't enough to be able to like fulfill all the things that I want to do. And certainly not the ones that I need to do. Like, I could have multiple lives, like at least like 25 lives for sure. I mean, you could like spend your entire life, like let's say all your bills and stuff are straight and like your expenses or whatever are taken care of, and you don't have to like, you know, focus on earning money for a living. Like, if you could just do whatever you wanted to do and never have to earn a dollar, it's like baffling to me that you could spend like your 85 plus years just focused on a single topic or on a single subject of interest. So a simple example would be like, think of all of the music that's ever been recorded that's like in like out there in our culture, like that's been recorded and published. All of the music over all of these years, like you couldn't like live an entire life and listen to all of the music that was ever created up until today and published. Like, it's more than probably 100 years worth of music's like just straight through. So if you got no sleep, if you took no breaks and just had like 100 years worth of music, just to sit there and consume all of the art that's been created just in that one lane, like that's a whole lifetime dedicated. See what I'm saying? Even if you just want to consume things. So if you want to create things as well, to produce materials, it's like that could be any topic. Like, you could spend your life fine-tuning your culinary skills. You could spend your life doing paintings or recording music, or recording podcasts, making movies. That's just some of the things that's coming off right off the top of my head. But as you can see, it's just like, it's not enough time in a lifetime really to master something, to put out all of the work that you can ever create, because you got to sleep in between it. You got to take breaks. You got other things that require your attention. So that's why balance is key. And it's to say, well, what are my priorities? Ask yourself this. And what are the things I'm interested in? And they're not always the same things. And they're not always mutually exclusive. So you have to figure out what those are. And obviously the priorities have to take precedence, like a lot of the time, especially in your younger years. So if you're listening to this and you're in your like 20s or something, you got to be really, you got the time to really knock out those priorities so that in your later years, in your more mature years, like you can just do stuff that you want to do because like you've taken care of business really. And that's the whole thing. Like we all got to pay our bills and earn wages and make a living. But I try to focus on like multiple streams and passive streams of income and active ones that's working simultaneously, because you don't want to be at the mercy of any one job or client. And so it's smart to be like putting your eggs kind of in different baskets. But the earlier that you can do that stuff, like the better off that you'll be. But you know, it's never too late to start. Like as if you're a living, you know, human and are competent and are able to like do things. So balance two or three things, maybe once per quarter. So you might touch, you know, two, three things times like four quarters a year. You know, you might get to touch like 12 different things and then like switch gears in that following year. So this is how you get to try out things, right? So experiment, to test, to see if things that you're interested in are really like worth it, because you got to give it some energy, especially while you're in your prime, but you still got to take care of your responsibilities too. You can't forget those. So balancing is kind of the objective with that. And it's for you to sit down and say, well, what is important to me at this time? And if you get bored easily, or you get, you might try things and you might say, okay, well, I want to change my mind or something now. Or you might be like indecisive, but really that means you might be really selective about things and your interests kind of change. So you got to be fluid enough with it. And so that's why I like the idea of like maybe spending like 3 months on something to really see if if this is something that you want to do. So that's the big thing. Like it may look like the people that we admire, those in successful life, are able to touch so many different things. But a lot of times, you know, they have teams of people. They have systems in place. They have accountability partners, all of these different things. And to make it look like they are in more than one place than just one. So it's partially an illusion. And, you know, you seeing the front person brand and you're seeing all of this energy come out of them, but really it's a whole team of people. Somebody such as myself or my peers or colleagues certainly have way less people and way less of a team of person, especially if you are like self-employed or you're a small business. So you really got to play those key roles until you're in a position to hire more assistants in those different areas to kind of be your blind spots and really help you succeed, as well as you helping them succeed and put food on their table and things and give them jobs and things. So in the beginning, you have to play all of those roles. And you have to say, well, I can really only focus on these two or three things at once, see what's working, see what isn't, see where my interests are, and keep going from there and iterate and make changes. Balance is key. You can't do much. You're not going to be fulfilled in life without it. You're not going to be at peace. You're not going to reach that level of being content and being like, okay, I'm able to take a breather because I've tried so many things and now I know, right? So to fail was to not try it all. And so I did, gave it 1 to 3 months. I'm not good at it, or I don't like it no more, or I do love this. This is something I want to dedicate my life to. So I'm going to make this a recurring thing. Like I'm going to set this thing on auto renew, this one task or this one priority or interest. It just looks like you're able to do many things to the outside world, but in reality, you just actively may be working on one or two things. But when you get those things set in motion, and if they become their own systems, you can scale them, you can automate them a little bit, you can even get other people to run them, and you just, you know, eat off the dividends or something. So that's where you want to be getting to get to that place of, okay, maximum fulfillment, maximum peace, maximum just being able to chill out sometimes versus always being the hustle and bustle of things. While you're young, you got the energy, you can go on and do that. And you got a lot of comp anyway. But never forget, balance is key. And it's really hard to do anything at a maximum level without being at balance in your soul, in your heart, in your relationships, in your mind, in your physical. All of these things working in tandem, in sync, allows you to be working at an Olympian level with this thing. So that's what I want to leave you with today for your food for thought. Balance is key. Instead of trying to focus on 10 things, maybe just one or two in the beginning. Just try it for like 90 days, 30 days even. And do maybe one interest and one priority, something that you got to do and then something that you want to do in tandem. See what happens after 30 days and let that thing auto-renew if it's a system that works for you. And then holler at me and let me know if it does or if it doesn't. And that's how we're going to do this thing. I appreciate you for listening. Don't forget, balance is key. Be balanced in your life. I wish that for you so that you can reach fulfillment. As usual, shine hard, grind harder. If you like this podcast, show it by leaving it a 5-star rating and an honest review, and by subscribing so that you never miss an episode. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Bulletproof Hustle. And you can find more of my work at bulletproofhustle.com. Thanks, y'all.